Ben Larson, John Cheesebrew, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Storytelling is an ancient and universally appealing art. So, Ben, the trapdoor is your baby. What drove you to start sharing that story love?
Well, I had been into the format that is true stories told live in front of an audience for quite a while, a number of years, and I wanted there to be a show like this in Fort Wayne, and there wasn't one, so I started one. It's really as simple as that. I wanted it to happen. Nobody else is doing it, so I thought, well, it's up to me.
That's a great story and a great answer. And John, what deep, big need does Trapdoor fill, do you think?
I think that it's human nature to want to share your experience. So often these days, we see each other, especially on social media and that sort of thing, and we have a preconceived idea of each other. And when people can get up and tell their stories, just the most mundane day-to-day goings on, it really helps to showcase how similar we really are.
That's a really good point. And storytelling is all about the connections, the shared emotions. Then what would follow once you do get them up there and get them kickstarted? Does it tend to open something and that conduit stays open?
Yeah, I certainly think so. Admittedly, since we're relatively new, we've tapped a lot of friends and acquaintances. But I think, at least for me, it's been really eye-opening because these are people that you know, you see them frequently. And there have been several stories where I had no idea about this person. And I think that it's been really freeing for a lot of people. You can see it when they get up there that they need other people to hear these things.
Very, very interesting. How long have you informally been working to have officially begun the Trapdoor?
Back in the summer of 2015, I had just moved back to Fort Wayne. I decided to start it. I had a partner whom I brought on board. We put on a show about a year and a half ago, and then it kind of fell by the wayside, and then I decided to resurrect it around the end of this last summer. And with that first show, that's when John and Becca came on board.
Now, how did you and Becca get just sucked right into that trapdoor, John?
Well, I mean, I've always been really interested in the live storytelling format just because I'm fascinated by human nature and people's experiences. When Ben did the first show, he was looking for submissions or people to do a pitch. I had a story that I wanted to tell. That was one of the stories where I felt like I needed to tell it and I had the opportunity. And then, you know, when the second show finally rolled around, he was looking for people again. And this time it wasn't so much a necessary story. It was a fun anecdotal story, another one where I wanted to tell it. And then after that, I was really anxious to not see it go away. And I offered up to come on board and help bear some of the load. That second show is when Becca was involved, and I think she probably feels the same way. We're all pretty passionate about it and wanted to see it continue because there was a lot of reactions and a lot of emotion, and everybody walked away feeling really, really good about it and really different. And I think that we all were not prepared for it to go another year and a half or however long before it happened again. So we wanted to make sure that it was going to be sustaining itself.
And what a great start. Good for you that after a year and a half, it's bigger and better than ever before.
Yeah, it's been a little overwhelming these last couple of months. We're still kind of recovering from whiplash since it's sort of rebirth, I guess, this last fall. It's just snowballed, which is fantastic. It's nice to see something that you love and are so passionate about get some kind of validation and some attention. It's almost overwhelming at times just how quickly it's taken off.
Yeah.
In a good way.
I'm not
complaining.
It is good. What's the gamut of experiences and emotions you find coming your way as people submit their stories?
We're getting pitches now where we're having to be a little more selective about how we do things because they're so vastly different. We want to make sure that when we do a showcase, people walk away not feeling just completely down or completely up. It really, every show so far, and I think that we really want to maintain this momentum, is that there's a little up, there's a little down, you know, there's fun anecdotes, there's stories that are just completely pointless, but it just shows a little bit about that person. There's just so many stories, and we want to show all of them. So,
yeah, it's really been all over the spectrum. Everything from soul-crushing to pee-your-pants funny, you know, and everything in between. which is how we want it.
Well, certainly, it's how you need to have it.
Sure.
It sounds like, so as you've grown and seeking this wonderful formal space that you now have at ArtLink for these regular gatherings, how can a modern formal space capture that fireside intimacy that the fine art of storytelling was born in and raised in?
Creative placement of furniture. We had a little beta test a couple of weeks ago at ArtLink, and we do it in the gallery, and just the way we have it set up, it feels intimate. We have some really great lighting that Matt McClure, the ED there at ArtLink, got for us that really creates a space that feels intimate.
Great. That's quite a feat. And how many people do you reckon that you can accommodate on one of these evenings?
I think they said the absolute max capacity is around 300 people. That'd be fantastic if we could get that many people out to a show. But I think the way we're setting it up now, we're planning for around 100. But we can always accommodate for more or less, which is the beauty of that space.
Yeah, very nice.
We can cater it to however we need it.
That's practical as well as real engaging, sounds like, then, to have a comfort zone,
yes,
to be sure. Keeping it fresh and relevant. Are media-saturated audiences requiring new, maybe slicker, edgier add-ons to sustain their interest, or does the plain old and unadorned actually enhance the impact of a performance like yours?
I think that the straight-ahead approach really lends itself to what we do. You know, it's just a person and a microphone. There's nothing else in the room. So that story is literally the only thing that is going on. And in our experience so far, that has been more than enough. It doesn't need to be anymore.
Yeah, and it doesn't need to have this flash. And I think the way storytelling has become more and more popular over the last couple of years shows that people don't need all of this extra stimulation. It shows that you can trust your audience to sit and listen to a story if it's good. If it's good, it's going to keep people's attention.
The minimalist quality actually enhances.
I think so.
Certainly.
Your guest for this month's ArtLink debut is Shannon Kaysen. What makes him and his way with stories perfect for this premiere night, this opening night?
Well, one of my favorite things about Shannon as a storyteller is his attitude towards storytelling itself. He has said numerous times in his own stories, on his own podcast, that to be a good storyteller, you need to tell a simple, honest story. You're going to relate to your audience better. And because he does that, he doesn't sugarcoat things. He doesn't try to make himself look like the good guy. A lot of stories he tells, he's the bad guy. And to me, those are some of the best stories that you can tell, because it goes towards your purpose for telling that story. It's not for, you don't do something like that for accolade. You don't tell a story about the time you cheated on your spouse because you're trying to look good, because it doesn't make you look good. But what it is it's a real story.
But and that's what drew, yeah.
Yeah. And those are the kinds of things that draw me specifically to Shannon's storytelling. And he's just a really great storyteller on top of it. His cadence is really great. The English nerd in me wants to listen to all of them and say, oh, yeah, you put just the right amount of detail in that description. And yeah, you jumped over that part, which was a good move. And all that's to say, it's the whole package is there with him.
What a perfect storyteller then you're bringing in, especially for this very first ArtLink show.
Absolutely.
John, I'm kind of curious, when you have a keynote storyteller like that, how do you build the rest of the night to complement that package?
Despite the fact that we're bringing in a national storyteller, we still want to remain true to what it is that the Trapdoor does. So we've been really reluctant to have any kinds of themes or anything like that, because we really want to showcase the human experience across the board. So we chose stories, we chose pitches that really ran the gamut from, you know, funny to kind of the mundane. And then also, honestly, is a little, you know, we have some dark stuff this time, but that's somebody's experience. So it ought to be a good night. And people walk out of there hopefully feeling a little bit different.
And sounds like there's something for everyone.
Yes, as long as they're over 18.
Okay.
Yeah, people should expect adult content. So absolutely 18 and over.
Great. Then everybody can have the freedom to speak for themselves and to the audience.
Yes.
Pretty openly. Okay, going forward, what criteria are you using as you continue to solicit stories for these monthly gatherings?
Anything we find interesting, honestly. That's our only criteria. We like the idea of our show having an element of unpredictability to it. So it's really as simple as if we think it's going to be a good story, it's going to go in the show.
And who would you like to see submit these stories?
Everyone.
Literally everyone. We already have a back catalog of things. So we're just trying to make sure that everything kind of goes together at this point. And it's been really great. There's no right or wrong for somebody submitting. Our only stipulation is that you know that you're going to be in front of a couple hundred people and you're okay with that.
That's fair enough. Mm-hmm. And yes, really, you're being inclusive.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to be as inclusive as possible.
Do you find that your storytellers have trouble remembering their stories or stage fright or any kind of thing like that that makes them clam up?
No, certainly not. That's been interesting. You know, seeing the storytellers beforehand, I think that they always have this nervousness. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that they're true stories. You know, these people lived it. And once they get up there and the light's on them and they start to tell their story, every single time they've completely opened up and it's almost like there's nobody else in the room. That's been really fun to watch.
And as a monthly offering, what are you going to run out of first, calendar or stories to share?
I certainly don't think that we are going to run out of stories anytime soon.
What about the audience to listen to them?
At least right now, it does not show any signs of slowing down. I mean, we had to move into a new space because we sold out the old one. These are good problems to have, so hopefully it maintains.
People have always loved a good story, and they're always going to love a good story. And that's the long and the short of it.
Ben Larson and John Cheesebrew, along with Becca Bell, are founders of The Trap Door. Ben, John, thank you for sharing your own story with us. Good luck and happily ever afters to you.
Thank you so much for having us.